I've been made aware towards the end of last week, and I contacted Deputy Kinney on the issue, and I believe he's wrote to the Chief of the Ambulance Service. There is a situation where we have an ambulance base in North Leitrim in Manor Hamilton. It's the only ambulance base in Leitrim. There is another one in Carrick and Shannon, but it's in Roscommon. And there's an issue with regard to staff. So, you know, while we have the base, sometimes that base isn't manned and there are inadequate staff. And this is a major issue because, you know, we all depend on that base, and those staff, God forbid if something goes wrong, if a loved one, a neighbour or somebody becomes sick. So, you know, there's no point in having a base, I'm saying, and not having it staffed. And the HSE and the ambulance service need to get their act together here. You know, we are all reliant on this. It covers a huge area. You know, sometimes that ambulance would travel to South Donegal, to West Cavan, over into Sligo, to South Leitrim, Longford. It could be called anywhere. You know, but it is the one that's closest to us in North Leitrim, and it's the one that we depend on. It's the one that we want staffed and resourced, and we want it staffed and resourced adequately.
And that's what you're really talking about, is that it's great and all that the base is there in Manor Hamilton, but the fact that if someone in North Leitrim requires an ambulance, they might have to wait for one to come from Donegal Town even.
From Donegal Town, possibly from Carrick and Shannon. What happens, you know, if one of those ambulances is away on another call? You know, it often happens, you know, that ambulances are away on a call. But, you know, if ambulances are on call, and there's one supposed to be at a base somewhere in the region and there's no staff there and there's no ambulance there, you know, it further adds to an it impacts waiting times, and we know that ambulance waiting times is an issue for everybody. Every now and then, every couple of months, this is raised. It's national news where we have TDs and representatives and members of the local community giving out about the waiting times, waiting for an ambulance to come. I remember a number of years ago myself being at a football match where a young lad got injured, and I think we waited something like up to 3 hours for an ambulance to arrive. You know, and it's not good enough. You know, are we learning? What's the point in having the base if it's not staffed and staffed adequately and resourced fully? And that's what needs to happen here.